Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in bright and early this morning for a fabulous Wine Wednesday this morning. Oh my goodness, is it day 57 of February already, or what? It just seems like January was the longest month ever, and now February, which is in fact the shortest month, is now feeling like it's the longest month. And with all the gray weather and the cold and the rain, I think it just makes it last a little bit longer. But I have some cheerful wines to make you feel warm and fuzzy to start off your Wednesday morning. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations. And there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And for the first time in years, yesterday, as I was running some errands in the south part of Sonoma County, I went into the original Oliver's in Cotati. And I just got lost there going up and down all the aisles. I just love the store. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, it's definitely starting to be that time of year where we notice a lot more events are coming up. And that always makes me happy. I love going to all these incredible events that we have in and around wine country. And there's one coming up this Saturday that I thought I would highlight because it's really something unique. There's a winery in Healdsburg called Montagna Russe, and they're located inside the Bacchus Landing building. And if you haven't been there yet, it's a pretty cool building that is kind of, I don't know, kind of Italian style architecture, I would say. They have a big piazza, open piazza inside, and they have several small wineries, their tasting rooms located inside the Bacchus Landing facility. And the Montagna Russe Winery is having their third annual Pink and Paws event, it's called, from 11 to 4 this Saturday. Now, what's cool about this is your entry gets you six different wines that they're producing, and everything they do is small, artisan, handcrafted wines, limited production. And your six wines include their sparkling rosé, which is delicious, and their still rosés as well. You also get their homemade gourmet hot dogs. Don't you love it? And they're welcoming you to bring your well-behaved pup, and they're encouraging pink attire. I just love it. It's only $35 to go. What a deal. And I just thought I would highlight it. Now, Bacchus Landing is located, like I mentioned, on West Side Road. It's just past Dragonfly Farm in Healdsburg, just right off the freeway. Really easy to get to. Well, last week, I went to a really spectacular event. Speaking of events, the Sonoma Vintners, together with sommelier Chris Sawyer, put on an incredible Bordeaux variety tasting hosted by Rodney Strong Vineyards. And it was so much fun. They had it in the barrel room, and there were, must have been at least 40 wineries. And it was so impressive. You know, I'll tell you, when you look at Sonoma County as an incredible, you know, wine growing region, and you actually take a look at the size of Sonoma County and how large it is and the diversity that happens within our county, I mean, there was just so many different styles of Cabernet and different flavor profiles, and it was really impressive. I mean, remember that here in Sonoma, we have 52 and a half miles of coastline that no other wine appellation in California has. So we can really, really, you know, grow an incredible amount of different things. On top of the mountains and the hills and the wind and the rivers and all the things. So I tell you, I was just like a kid in a candy store. I had so much fun. And I thought I would just highlight some of my favorite picks from this Cabernet and Bordeaux tasting, all Sonoma County-based wineries. And again, with the diversity and the range of selection, you had Cabernets and Bordeaux varieties being grown in the northern part of Sonoma, western, eastern, southern. I mean, there were so many different things to taste and try, and a really incredible lineup and very impressive lineup of wineries. A lot of the wineries that were pouring, as a matter of fact, don't ever pour at events, so I was really, really having a great time. So here are a couple of my top picks from the tasting last weekend, and hoping this will encourage you to check some of these wines out as well. And you know, with these cooler evenings we're having, let's get your Bordeaux on. That's what I say. Anyway, my number one pick was the Stone Edge Farm. This incredible red Bordeaux blend that they're doing called Surround. It was a 2020 vintage, and I'm just saying, wow, wow, wow. You know when something tastes so good, you have to keep going back for more, back for more. So I go try like three or four other wines, and then I go back to that one again. And then all the winemakers are coming up to me saying, what's your favorite, Zig? What do you like? So this is one of the four that I'll feature this morning, the Stone Edge Farm Surround, and definitely a stunning surround sound for my palate. Wow, it's primarily Cabernet Sauvignon, but about 8% Merlot in there. It's just juicy and spice notes of dark fruits, has some tobacco, some irresistible flavors like plum and cassis. It was just elegant and complex and just seamless. This wine was so good. It had a little bit of earthiness and some baking spice. Really, really delicious. Way to go, Stone Edge Farm. Reminds me that I'm overdue to go check out a tasting there. Next up, Bonovia. I was so excited to see Mike Sullivan there pouring his Cabernet. And I have to tell you, I was so surprised because I didn't even know he was making a Cabernet. I almost had to fire myself. Of course, I love their Zinfandel and their Pinot Noirs and their Chardonnay and their sparklings, but Cabernet, who knew? So he was pouring his 2018 Bonovia Cabernet Sauvignon from the Cooley Vineyard. And this is located in northern Sonoma. Just vibrant and inviting. Notes of dark chocolate, cherries, just integrated tannins, really impressive. Juicy blackberries, it was balanced. I had hints of herb-crusted filet mignon and some cherry cola. Oh, just delicious. Okay, now next up, oh, this was so good. The 2022 vintage Lambert Bridge Cabernet Franc, Sonoma County. Wow, talk about show-stopping. Ripe and ready black cherry. Oh, just so delicious. Hints of exotic clove, some dried cranberry, some rockin' black raspberry notes. I love a great Cabernet Franc, and this was absolutely spectacular from Lambert Bridge. And they're located on West Dry Creek Road in Healdsburg, if you haven't been there in the Dry Creek Valley. All right, my final pick from the Cabernet and Bordeaux tasting from last week was the 2020, or I should say is, the 2020 Rockaway from Rodney Strong Vineyards. This is a single vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon grown into high elevation in Alexander Valley. And I have been following the Rockaway wines since they very first started making Rockaway wines. And I just love this. It was so decadent and rich and delicious with all kinds of black fruits that just dance on your palate. They lure you to flavors of juicy plums and spice and everything nice. I got some notes of cedar and graphite, a little earthiness, black currants, blackberries. Oh, it was just a glass of yes, please, and yum, yum, yum. We're talking about the Rockaway Cabernet Sauvignon from Rodney Strong Vineyards in Alexander Valley. Well, that wraps up my top picks, but don't think that there wasn't a lot of other fabulous Cabernets and Cabernet blends and single Bordeaux varieties that I didn't love, but just only have time to focus on these four this morning. But I guarantee you, I'll be talking about the other ones sprinkled out throughout the year. All right, I hope to see everybody this Saturday at Pink and Paws at Bacchus Landing at Montagne Russe. I just think that's going to be such a fun event. I don't have a dog to bring, but I could maybe bring my neighbors or maybe Flambeau dog. Have you been to Flambeau Winery? I'm digressing a little bit, but they were also pouring their Cabernet last week, and they have Stella and Mella. They're two fabulous dogs. That would be fun to bring them. All right, I digress. Have a wonderful wine-soaked morning, everyone. Cheers.